Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, Amazon has abandoned its much-maligned campaign of paying employees to share positive messages on social media, scrubbing online messages that were meant to improve the tech giant's image to potential workers it needs to achieve continued growth. The company set up its Fulfillment Center Ambassador scheme in 2018. As an effort to defend the company against growing hostility over safety and conditions at its warehouses. Amazon quietly shut down and removed all traces of the influence campaign at the end of last year, people with direct knowledge of the decision told the Financial Times. Next, Boris Johnson is braced for the imminent publication of an inquiry into rule-breaking Downing Street parties, after he had spent the day in talks with allies and Conservative MPs, plotting a fight for political survival. Metropolitan Police Commissioner Dame Cressida Dick announced a criminal probe into the gatherings, which on Tuesday initially threw into doubt the publication date of a long-awaited inquiry by Sue Gray, a senior Whitehall civil servant. But the Financial Times understands Gray's investigation could be published as soon as Wednesday, according to several officials. The Prime Minister is expected to receive the report on Wednesday, with publication to follow, government insiders said. And now, on Tuesday, Microsoft issued an upbeat financial forecast for the opening months of this year, as it forecast continued strong demand for a wide range of digital services in the face of global supply constraints and the latest burst of COVID-19 infections. Chief Executive Satya Nadella highlighted gaming as one of the markets most likely to benefit, with intensity of usage and business model diversity boosting the attractions of the business. His comments came a week after Microsoft revealed an agreement to pay $75 billion for games publisher Activision Blizzard, sending shockwaves through the video game market. Next up, international banks have warned Beijing that an overhaul of the regime for listing Chinese businesses overseas may deter them from advising on initial public offerings, which would imperil a source of funding that has powered some of the country's best-known companies. Asia's top banking lobby group, whose members include Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley and JP Morgan Chase, has written to Chinese regulators pleading for clarity about rules that were proposed after the calamitous listing of ride-hailing app Didi Chuxing in New York last year, according to two people familiar with the matter. And finally, Jay Staley pressed JP Morgan Chase to keep Jeffrey Epstein as a client, despite the fact that the disgraced financier had been convicted of prostitution offenses before the bank cut him off as a customer in 2013, according to two people involved in the discussions. Staley made the argument to other senior officials of the bank, as JP Morgan examined whether Epstein's conviction in 2008 of soliciting sex from a minor, which resulted in a 13-month prison sentence, was grounds to remove him as a client of its private bank, the people said. Staley, then head of JP Morgan's investment bank, argued during the year before the bank dropped Epstein as a client that he had served his sentence and paid his debt to society, one of the people said. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.